Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I will make the harlot fly.
I was not raised with religion, but over a decade ago, I had a spiritual experience while I was vacuuming my living room. I saw this vision of a huge two suns, like globes, kind of like my boobs before they were done. They were suspended out of the sky. And I first thought, am I having a heart attack? I went down to the ground and there was this voice that told me to pray. And I read the Bible. And I read it all the way through, even the genealogies.
Not familiar.
And that led me to the steps of the Roman Catholic Church. I am a Catholic.
Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord.
Wow. Okay, wrap it up, wrap it up.
I will hold your people in my house.
We've got a nutter.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality games. Let's love.
Very beautiful. Always made my mother cry at mass when I sang that.
We
because I sing in harmony.
Great. We've got a nutter.
Woo!
And I am so happy. We haven't had a real nutter since Ben and Mahogany, because Ben was a true nutter.
Ben was a nutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And y'all, these, when I say nutter, I mean someone who we can laugh at and think is crazy. And not feel unsafe.
These women from Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? Because she's from Michigan too,
I think Minnesota.
No, Minnesota. Minnesota.
From Blaine, Minnesota. Yo, we're talking about Misha, who's
Misha.
43, and Nicola, who's 46 and 46. From Israel.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze. Welcome to part two of Before the 90 Day, episode three.
Episode three. I don't know what the title is.
We don't know what the title is yet because we get it a little early. But welcome to my name's Maddie, and this co-host with me, this queen, is Miss Jake Anthony. Poodle, if you're nasty.
That is true.
Poodle, if you're nasty. And actually, piano cat.
And I hope freaky, you are nasty.
If you're freaky deaky. You know what? Life's too short not to be nasty.
I agree.
You know?
I think we... If you need to, we did a bunch of announcements.
We talked about a lot of announcements. Dates and Mates with Damona Hoffman. We got coming up our YouTube Live for people on the Smorgasbord tier of Supercast and of Patreon is going to be
turn on
this,
timing
this Sunday. Or no, never mind, you missed it.
Never mind.
Shit, it was fun when Poodle, when a dildo fell out of Poodle's ass, and we found out he was training for the night. That was something.
I K butt plug.
I. Anyway, leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We appreciate it.
I got a DM from a French sissy who says they're still dying about on Yumi and my ex. when I said, qu'est-ce que c'est club promoter?
Club, yeah.
En français.
Did they tell you how to say it?
No. Yes, someone did. They're like, I know you weren't looking to say it, but you can say it this way. Or you can use this.
How would you say it?
I can't remember.
Well, we'll save it for you,
me. It was like promoteur du something.
Promoteur.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Y'all, mer people is our bicurious.
It is.
We've already recorded it.
Oh, we have.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Have we dropped it already?
We dropped it yesterday, Saturday.
Okay, I'll tell our producer, Christina. Since we're recording that on
We've already
Friday.
Dropped it.
Poor Christina is screaming. we're so sorry.
It was delightful. Who knew that I would cry so much from seeing a man trying to get his nipples like King Triton? Who knew?
Kind of into that. Kind of into that.
So check that out. That was the little show that could. It was started as like a little fire.
I might break out my mermaid tail for this. Maybe we should.
No, we've already done it. Remember,
we have two mermaids. Oh, well, but still to promote. Maybe we get our mermaid tails and we go swim in the ocean.
We don't promote things we've already done.
Well, that's fine.
We're on to the next thing.
Well, okay. I just am trying to market.
You should have thought about it before now.
Fine. Fine.
That's the way. But more importantly,
if you want to know what we think about the Tonys, listen to Blue Dick Sailing Yacht latest episode.
That was, I think, it's the first one that we did, y'all. Below Deck is now going to be dropping two episodes a week, I believe.
We don't know, but it is in the next couple of weeks. We don't know if that's permanent
But Gazy, Gary and Daisy and Colin has become quite a mess.
It's very good.
It's what we've been waiting to find out for a long time, if Daisy and Gary actually fucked.
It kind of feels the same way of when Khaleesi and Cersei met on Game of Thrones. When
they
were
in
the
big
same
deal.
Room, you were just going, oh!
Yeah.
And then they just shat the ending.
Oh.
I wish they would go back and redo that like Dexter. Just 10 years from now, we're saying, we're going to redo this. We fucked it up.
I agree with that.
People would watch.
It's like when the Will and Grace reboot happened.
They ended it so much better.
They're like, people really didn't like the way we ended that one.
I'm so excited about the new pod. I actually think I'm going to listen to every episode and maybe like at night we watch Will and Grace. There's a new episode with Sean Hayes, who won a Tony. I'm happy for him. And
he's got another podcast? Jesus.
Sean, I know already, besides Smartless. Sean Hayes and Eric McCormick are rewatching. It's called Just Jack and Will.
That's so cool.
And they're rewatching their first episode. They did it at, I think, at like a film festival, and Deborah Messing guest. I don't think Megan Mullally is going to be on any guest shows.
Why?
Oh, they had a big falling out.
Really?
Yeah.
Sean and Megan Mullally?
I don't know if they had one themselves, but they probably
would.
Well,
no one likes Deborah Messing.
I think Megan Mullally and Deborah Messing had
a
falling out.
No one likes Deborah Messing.
And so, but
Carl's wife just went into despair.
I think that, yeah. I think that also, too, they had a, Megan had a problem with Max, the producer, I believe.
That makes sense.
So, anyway.
All right.
But they fixed it. They made that, it ended like it should have.
Yeah, agree.
Do that, Game of Thrones. Do that. God, why can't people just listen to us?
Oh my Jesus, forgive us of our many sins.
In nomine Dicky Cox.
And on Fox today, we bring you this little elephant enjoying getting a bath.
Woo!
I wrote down, Why does this nutter give me Fox News woman energy?
She does.
And in the next breath, she says, for many years I worked as an on-air journalist, and I screeched and threw my pen.
You did.
Because she really does give me kind of like weekend Fox News anchor.
It is interesting.
Like middle of the day.
It is interesting listening to her talk in that. We've talked about this a lot on the show. I know very little about the Bible because Catholics really don't study the Bible like a lot of more evangelical people. But there are sects that do.
You did not. Well, they do a lot of like the novena, that guy, the prayers. Prayers are a big thing.
We didn't do like Bible games the way y'all did.
And, yeah, like, with like Bible drills and that, learning verses.
That weird just indoctrination of children.
Totally agree.
But you know, kids can't see drag because that's indoctrination.
Yeah. What is show me indoctrination? It's called making a little poodle sit through an hour church service when all he wants to do is go up there and play piano and sit still.
Yeah.
That's indoctrination.
True.
Because the only little I'm surprised little poodle didn't start smoldering in that church.
I am too.
Ooh, go get you, boy.
Mama, it hurts.
Shut up, Jaybird.
Jaybird.
It burns me, too. Should have read that secret book.
My secret garden.
If the things your mother knew we've said about her on this show,
I know.
She would never forgive you.
No, I know. I'm just praying like she never
listens.
You need
to always be nice to your brother because he could just play her 3 minutes true. Of this and you'd get a call.
It's no.
Jaybird Wilk. I don't know what I did, but I guess I did something wrong. I guess I'm a bad mother.
I guess this is
what I deserve.
You're coming home, so I guess you need more material for your podcast.
Just humiliation, but that's fine as long as you make money.
I guess that's what it's worth to you. Anyway... She works full-time for pastoral care for people at the end of their lives.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. But everything is said like she should get a pat on the back for it.
Yeah. Even the way she prays is so performative.
Jesus, forgive us of our sins. Mother Mary, full of grace.
Monica Staffa would have looked at her like she was crazy.
Yeah. You just say the things really fast. You don't really think about what you're saying, right?
Yeah. That we don't think about it at all, our Father Runner. You just say it.
Yeah. Blessed is the fruit.
You don't put emphasis on the words.
It's a very evangelical way to approach Catholicism.
And it kind of weirds me out because this is not how Catholicism I've seen is.
In a lot of the Catholic Church, it's the you show up. It's
not
it's,
an American Catholic way normally. Maybe it is in other parts of the world, but just goes to show you anybody can be a religious nutter.
Anyone
any
can be radicalized. Yeah. So y'all, Misha is 43. She's from Blaine, Michigan. Extreme. She's pretty.
She's younger than us.
Yes,
but her she's work worked, makes her work. Look older.
And it's the same. It's like that's why I was saying Fox
she's pretty,
News
not my type of pretty. But.
It's the same work you get done to be put through the newswoman anchor. Pretty, but your face is just slightly artificially slender.
Mm-hmm.
The fillers are in the right place. Like that's why I said, oh, she's a Fox News anchor. Mm-hmm. Like it's all the same look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very kind of like. A little less unique than Housewives.
I want them to look like Barbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her sister kind of looks like that too. Later on, we see her sister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the sister's, one of the eyebrows is a little higher than the other. it's like when you had that thing where your eyebrow wouldn't go down for a while.
Oh, when I had Botox, yes.
And I was like, oh, your eyebrow's up again. Pull it down.
It's up. Woo!
It's migrating. So she...
She has two daughters.
She has two daughters.
She was married
who
at
are
22.
Gorgeous.
They're unbelievably gorgeous.
Stunning.
I will say Misha is gorgeous.
She is
stunning as well. We don't talk about her the way you talk about Razvan because we're not into boobs.
Yeah,
but
to me
she's
has,
gorgeous.
She's pretty. She's just She's had the work done that made her look like a generic newswoman.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Which for most of middle America who watch Fox News, that's who they jerk it to. You know, yeah. That look is what they're into.
It's in your business. You got to look the part.
Yeah. Agree.
So she got divorced, and y'all, it looks like she got divorced. And after her, she got divorced. Y'all, we met a woohoo girl.
And
good
you know,
for her.
No one is a better convert than a woohoo girl.
That's the truth. That is the truth. But good for her. Good for her that she did it. She had her fun.
I dated a lot of wealthy men. One even took me up in a helicopter.
I do wonder, when you had this vision, when you had this vision
twin
of
sons.
Twin sons, did you take anything? Like, did you have a late night?
The best part is it happened when she was vacuuming.
Yeah. Were you coming down from Molly? And maybe your Dyson just needed to get charged.
I had to pause it, and I laughed, and I choked myself.
Like, I thought she was going to tell a story about going to a...
No.
Going to a statue and seeing Mary cry.
It doesn't have the same impact as St. Paul on the way to Damascus.
Yes, or like, she was in a garden, and suddenly, like, 100 hummingbirds swarmed around her and kissed her, or thousands of ladybugs crawled onto a tree.
No, it was...
No, she was vacuuming...
Her Dyson. She was just with her and her Dyson.
Her and her Dyson in the living room. And
yeah.
She saw two sons and almost passed out. And to me, I go, well, then that means your blood pressure dropped and probably your vision was closing in.
Or you had a psychotic break. Yeah.
Sure.
But let's call it a conversion. For the sake of argument.
I mean, I would even get more inspired if you went to Taco Bell and the profile of your taco looked like Christ. Even that would mean more
to
me.
At least you could eat it.
Yeah.
And maybe you wouldn't, though, because it was Jesus. So she says she was... The interesting thing is she was not raised with religion.
No.
So
were her daughters.
She's at the church, and she's like, and let's all pray for no traffic. That's my newswoman humor.
Yuck, 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 yuck. That is newswoman joke. Where are my mints?
So you just had them somewhere.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
So what is that?
I'm getting a little cough drop. Would you like one?
I would not, but thank you.
Okay.
Actually, prepare me for it for later. Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm very phlegmy today.
Yeah. Phlegmy. I feel it.
Riveting. Absolutely riveting.
If you're sitting on the intimate porch right now, we just put some cough drops on your lap.
So, post-conversion, she says, it's really hard to date. All I could talk about was the Bible and going to church, and people were kind of like, that's a little too much. Can you imagine dating this bitch? Like, she's like, you know, I really love the book of Revelation. I love where the angels with all the fiery tongues show up.
They have fiery tongues?
Oh, honey, the book of Revelation is amazing. It is lit. Literally.
Literally. It's when we're all going to burn.
And it's like angels and the seventh seal is unsealed. I always loved Revelation.
Your asshole is unsealed?
I love Revelation because it was just so bonkers. And that was always the book that I read, the Bible. So it could look like I was still reading the Bible and I could hear about cataclysmic and the world ending when I was in church. Y'all, if you read Revelation in church, you're dark and you're a poodle.
Did you ever believe it?
I don't know. I don't think I ever did. I knew it was all a bunch. It was a story by the time I was 12 years old.
Hmm.
It's in my head. I think it was, you know what? I think it was, there was a horrible tragedy. I remember it was 12 because I remember it was like, I was in sixth grade. Maybe seventh grade. But I remember this horrible tragedy of like a school bus going off a cliff or something like
that.
Oh,
goodness.
Something, and it was like in South America or something.
Oh.
And I remember watching the news and going, all of this is an accident. Because if God was in charge of everything, he would never have allowed anything like that to happen.
That's interesting you said that.
And it was just like that.
I just saw this thing with, what's his name? The scientist. I love him. Who hosts that show, The Cosmos.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. And he was having...
Don't you love these pyramid games that we have to play?
He was having it... I saw it on Chelsea Lately's Instagram.
Chelsea Handler, yes.
Thank you. Or now I see her name's Lately. But basically... She was saying, like, so you don't believe in God. Why? And he said, well, because I'm an evidence person. And the basis. Now, y'all, don't come at us on what we're talking about.
I believe in God. I do not believe God's will is over every single
being. He talked
being
about that.
And predetermined.
He said, because you have to believe God is in control of everything.
Yes.
And that God is good.
Yes.
And he said, it seems like both those things don't exist.
That's exactly the conclusion I came to at 12.
Very similar that why would God let people go off a bus? We're not here to debate that.
No.
Y'all believe whatever you want to. That's great. I believe in God, but it doesn't matter. We're just talking about when I
stop believing in God and determine my eternal hell and damnation for myself.
There you go. There you go.
Oh well. But where was I?
So we were talking about her kids. We talked about her. She sees the light. And then she was meeting people, like you said, helicopters, all that shit. And then she's like, but she said, I got lonely because I was talking to people about Christ, about Catholicism, and they were like...
Because she wouldn't shut the fuck up about Jesus and the Bible.
It doesn't matter, y'all, what you're selling, whether it's Christ or...
Multi-level marketing.
Yeah, whether it's...
if you're Christ, a radical... You need to take a step back.
Amway.
No one likes that.
Neutrophil.
Don't like that shit.
Not Neutrophil, but Plexus. Whatever you're selling. If you talk about it too much,
if you're jazzed people aren't about something 24/7, even your family will say you need to step off.
Yeah. What the fuck, Clarice, or whatever your name is, Claire. I don't know.
Misha.
So she said, She's like, so
I'm gonna shut the window.
You're gonna what?
Shut the thing.
Oh, okay. So she said, basically, I felt lonely until she met Nicola.
Nicola.
He's 45 and lives in Israel.
Nicola.
Poodle, what? When we met Nicola, what did I write in my notes?
My mom doesn't hear good.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Above that. Nicola lives in Israel.
The fuck.
The fuck. The fuck?
A Catholic Israeli.
The fuck?
It is very strange.
Nicola's mom doesn't hear good, though. That is a good point. I did write that down as well.
So he's 46 and lives with his mother.
Does Nicola give you Marcel vibes?
Yes, 100%. That's in my notes. Kind of like a more intractable Marcel.
A more intractable.
And someone who's even going to be more set in their ways.
Yes.
So this is a disaster.
D-O-A.
I can't even tell you. This guy is not made for a woman who, regardless of her Catholic faith, this is not made for a woman who's had a life before him.
Yes.
He will never be able to get over it. His mother, who, when they're talking like, they basically said, where's the fish?
Huh?
It was like the beginning of a Borscht Belt comedy routine. Fish! I saw fish the other day. You mean Seymour Fish? No, Mrs.
I don't see
fish.
Any more fish.
Exactly. It may as well have been that.
So no one in his family is Christian, except for his grandmother was devoutly Christian. And that's
who was
where he
a
got
nun.
So,
which is weird. So she must have become a nun after she had children.
Yes.
Which is, again, not a virgin.
Not a virgin. Israel is only 2% Catholic. He prays to God, and then he works on his Catholic Church website.
Yeah, where the novenas, the prayers.
How does this guy make money?
I can't imagine. It's maybe he has another job besides that. I don't know. So... He basically, one other thing I was thinking about is he keeps saying, I don't date because I just know that God will send me the right woman. I hate this idea. It's just like, I'm just going to sit here and I know God will provide. You have to get on your shit. It's not going to be, that's just, and then you'll blame and you're like, well, I guess it won't happen. And what they'll do is people will blame for their own inaction. People will either blame the universe or the world and say, well, God will figure it out. No, God wants you to figure it out. God wants you to go to therapy. I'll get off this soapbox soon.
God wants you to go to therapy. Yes. Again, y'all. BetterHelp. Use our BetterHelp code. They've known each other for 7 years. They've been dating, and they've never met in seven years. That seems odd.
I agree, and I don't know how long they've known each other for 7 years. I don't know how long they've been intimate, though.
They've never been intimate because...
No, I'm sorry, intimates. They've been close, and they decided they had feelings for one another.
Because he's a virgin, y'all. Big old virgin.
Big V card.
Big V.
With his support, I found the courage to leave my TV career full-time. I knew he had to be behind this.
Yeah.
Because bitch loves to be in front of the camera.
She does. That's why she applied on the show.
Yeah. And she's probably thinking, to be on the show, I can give my testimony so other people will be converted to Catholicism. So, y'all...
It might work. I will say I was refreshing myself on my Catholic hymns last night, listening to some of them, and I just sat there for like an hour and just listened to old hymns and and I felt a little bit of the spirit.
Wow. To me, music is how I experience God.
I started feeling kind of religious, and then a guy on Grindr texted me and showed me his dick, and I said, turning this music
off. That's my religion.
That's my religion. Hey, yo, amen. Amen.
So... There's another thing with this where he basically keeps saying all the time, no one this is how some evangelicals and some Catholics, I guess, the way they think of other religions, he'll say, well, no one in Israel believes in God. There's a lot of Jews there who believe
in
God, but he doesn't think of their God as the same God.
Yeah.
So this is a very narrow view of Catholicism and religion, everybody.
Yeah.
And at least if the thing about it, what I do not respect is when someone thinks of one religion and then says, well, all the others are
trash.
All the others are trash. You can think all the others are wrong, but have some respect. For someone, when he said that about everyone who, he's like, no one in this country believes in God. He basically said that.
It's like when Aunt Peggy told me, oh man, if you, that Buddha and that, oh no, we can't have them false gods, honey. There's only one and that's Jesus. That's it. Another, what did she say? She said, if you're hanging your prayer on any of those, you're going to come up short and it's going to get hot. Because you're going to hell. Don't hang your prayer on them.
It's interesting because is she the only one who's religious out of your father's family?
A lot of them, they all talk about being religious, but my Aunt Peggy's the only one who would go to church more often.
Did she get that from a husband?
I don't know if my Aunt Cheryl and Uncle Leonard go to church, but they talk a lot about God too and their belief in God. So... And
yeah,
but they
sounds like she goes to a Baptist church.
Oh yeah, they go out to like a
mega church.
No, small, more country church.
Yeah,
but not the one that her daughter Lolo goes, because that's like a cult church.
Southern Baptist Convention has just voted to make women not available to be pastors of a church or in any leadership roles.
I'd like to
reach out.
I'd like to say that's horrible, but the Catholic Church is already doing that.
Well, they've been doing it for years.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's horrible. God, don't you people see the writing on the wall?
You're dying, kids.
It's kind of pathetic to watch, honestly.
It's why I'm going to talk about this later, but I have some kind of insight on the annulment process.
Okay, we'll keep
my
moving.
Mom did that.
I'm trying not to rant too much. So,
religion triggers
me.
Both of us. It really triggers you because I didn't
I grew up with other people around me were super.
Me too.
Whereas my family wasn't. But your family wasn't super religious, but you had to go. I think. Oh, I don't know. We both went to church a lot.
I'm triggered by the hypocrisy of it.
Oh, yeah.
And when it turns into not just a religious movement, but a political one and
well,
tries
what's
to
it called?
Control people's minds.
Theocracy? Theocracy, which is what our founding fathers left.
Well, and when people throw the term Christian nation around.
Yeah.
Which scares the shit out of
scares
me.
Scares the shit out of
and
me.
And should scare everyone.
It's literally why this country was founded was against that.
Yeah.
It's scary. Amen.
So she's out with her sister.
You're going to need a drink at commercial.
I know. She's out with her sister, Taylor. And then they're talking about worried that he's a virgin. And she's like, and you know me. I need a lot of affection. And I'm like, you're exhausted.
I need so much affection. Taylor's like, it's just hard to see what you see in him. And why do you want to come over?
Attractive.
And she's like, well, and it's because she feels like, I think, y'all, it's just what people say. There's just no one here in Minnesota that loves. No, it's because everybody thinks you're a freak.
Yeah.
And so you're.
Jesus freak.
A Jesus freak. So you had to find somebody else.
Well, I think of it as it's even more sinister. I think she's fallen in love with her teacher. Because that's what he basically was. He taught her about God.
Yeah.
And that's not an actual love. That is fallen in love with someone you admire. And they're going to get together and it's going to be awful. And I can't wait.
It's going to be terrible.
This is going to be a fun. Gods of Reality Show. Please let this be a fun storyline. Please let this be fun and laughable.
And not get dark.
Yeah.
I think it'll stay fun. We'll see. I think she's going to be dramatic. Clearly.
And remember, y'all, I'm a devout Catholic, so divorce is not an option.
It's not an option. Not an option at all.
I guess have to trust God.
We see Nicola, and he's fishing. His sweetheart's coming in a few days. He's with his friend.
Wasim.
Who's his rosary warrior? That's his word. He doesn't have any friends either because everybody thinks he's a nutter.
Nope.
So again.
These are two social unacceptables.
And they found someone that they think this is the only person in the world that understands me. Here's a hint. If you think only one person understands you in the whole world, you're fucking delusional. You're fucking delusional. Yep. If you're hearing this right now and you're going, only my friend Timmy at my day job understands me.
Or my husband's the only one who will ever love me because he's the only
you're
one who
delusional.
Understands me.
Snap out of it. There's other people who will love
there's,
you.
Y'all, the internet is a wide place.
There's you people can, in the sissy squad who can, will love you.
That's what I love about the internet is a terrible place and a wonderful place because the internet, you can find people who are like-minded people with you who like the same shows you watch, who like to run marathons. Join these groups. Our sissy squad's a great place. You know, if you don't have a lot of friends, or you're like, if you want to meet some new people in your life, these are a bunch of like-minded people who like dicks. They like reality TV, and you might find there's
some like peas too. But everyone is a dick pig.
You're a dick pig because a dick pig is a state of mind. Doesn't matter if you like vagina.
Doesn't matter.
Or matter if you're asexual. A dick pig is a badge of honor.
You could be a woman named Ruth with a bilateral haircut, and you're a mechanic in the daytime, and at night you coach roller derby. And if you listen to us, you're still a dick pig.
You're a dick pig.
Yeah.
Sue-wee.
Woo! There you go. Okay, so
we're both on it today.
We both. So his friend basically is like, "Yeah, this woman's out of his league. She's fucking gorgeous." And even his Catholic like rosary friend is like,
"Yeah,
you're gonna need God on this."
Yeah,
one.
I've got eyes.
And Nicholas and his friend's like, "Well, but she's been married before." And Nicholas says, "Well, but once God is going to change her from the inside as well."
So she'll be re-virginized.
So Jasmine didn't need to go to that doctor.
No.
She just should have became Catholic.
Agree. That's what
God is.
It cleans out your insides.
He literally believes that when she gets this marriage annulled, God is going to make her vagina be nubile and fresh and like and just a hymen.
She's going to grow a hymen.
Like a secret door to a library. The hymen's just going to slide back in.
As soon as the annulment papers are signed, it goes,
ring. You just got to, once you just tip that little King James version of the Bible, it slides open again and lets you just penetrate it.
Wow.
Wow.
So I love this guy's like, you need to stick with this. Because this is, she's way above your league. This is your last chance.
This is your last chance.
Later on, y'all, she calls him. And she's like, look, it's your baby. The cat, of course, the cat's name. She's like, let me put this St. Francis of Assisi collar. And the cat's like.
And he's like, I don't want a cat on my bed. And I went, you're already fighting about. And he, the way he said it was so like, I'm the man and I demand. I think he is so.
Oh, he's a fucking nightmare.
I think he's so sexist.
And patriarchal.
Yes.
Yeah. This guy's a nightmare.
Nightmare.
She's going to. I predict this ends quickly. I predict she's there for 4 or 5 days.
And she's out.
And she's out.
It's like Scott and what's his name? Or what's her
Lydia.
Name?
Lydia.
It's the difference of. I compared it to Marcel earlier. This is why we love Marcel.
Marcel's a kind person.
He's a kind, harmless idiot.
He is.
This is a idiot.
A know-it-all.
Who thinks they're a genius and thinks that they are God's gift.
And thinks they're a prize.
And thinks they're a prize.
And because they're waiting for the right girl that God has sent them.
And that this is all divine law.
Whoa, whoa.
Yes, it's like divine law shit. So, okay. They're talking and she's like, look, she's like, we've got to have that annulment meeting. And she's like, I had that annulment and my interview was really intense. I will say.
Yeah. Shed some light on this. Your mother.
This is why my mother left the Catholic Church.
Yes.
I was like, Mom, did you leave the Catholic Church because I was gay? She's like, oh no, I didn't care about that. I was like, oh, she left because I was explaining this before, like years ago, but she left because when my father and her got divorced, my dad never went to church at all. He was a C&E, maybe Christmas and Easter, and that's it. But barely did that. Because my mom was Catholic, they did get married in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
He like did whatever he needed to do. So when they got divorced, now my dad cheated on my mother. So my mother did not want to get, this was not her idea,
right.
Not what she wanted. Her family was broken apart. She was completely emotionally just devastated by this. And then that same time, she found out she couldn't take communion anymore.
Because she was a divorced woman.
Now she's a divorced woman. Everybody in our church knows it. Because you say,
and that's a sacrament.
You say, well, just go up and take communion. No one's going to know. No, in our small little church, everyone knows.
Knew.
Everyone knows. And so that's the sacrament, like you said. So she had to get the marriage annulled.
Mm-hmm.
To get the marriage annulled in the Catholic Church means that if your marriage is annulled, that's saying God is saying you're not the Catholic Church, God, because, you know, they pick up that phone and just get that hotline to JC. And and it's not JC Chazé. It's the JC.
And the ring's like, dom, da, da, dom, 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 ba-da-bom, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Girl, what do you want? Judas is all pissing me off up here. What's up?
She is on one today.
She is on one today. What? Then, yeah, that's fine. I don't remember it anyway. I was on ecstasy. All right, bye. And then Jesus hangs up. And so anyway, it's saying that God is saying your marriage never took place.
Right.
The problem with this is for my mother to get this marriage annulled. My mother had remarried at the time to someone else. Well, now that she was married to someone else, he would have to become Catholic as well for her to become Catholic. So to do that, they would both have to get their marriage annulled. So she would have to go through the process. He would have to go through the process.
Because he was married before.
My mother would have to get my father to submit a letter to the Catholic Church saying that the marriage was whatever so he could get annulled. But because my father was remarried, my father would have to get his wife, the woman that he had an affair with my mother, to send a letter annulling her marriage as well.
Oh, my God.
And then my mom's husband would have to get his ex-wife to send a letter as well. All of this to annul this marriage just so my mother, who did nothing
could take
wrong,
communion.
And then on top of that, then where do her two boys come from?
Right. If the marriage didn't happen.
The marriage came and the two boys were born of that union in front of God.
Right.
But now you're saying that her two boys who are Catholic and have been confirmed and are devout Catholics at the time.
Yeah.
Now they're not a part of this church anymore.
Could you not take communion?
Where do they come from? No, I could.
Okay.
But my mom's, that's when my mom went, this is, my mom started, my mom loves to read, and she started doing, started reading about the Catholic Church and just religion in general, and she realized that marriages only became a big thing in the Catholic Church during the Crusades.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, they didn't care if you fucking slept with women and women, men and men. It was more this mystical Catholicism. And she realized, she just had this epiphany, pun intended, of this is all bullshit. These are all rules made up by old men a long time ago to keep women down, and I'm done with it.
Ding!
And that's when Mama Mar left the Catholic Church. And to this day, as you asked my mother, Mom, what? She doesn't even, I said, Mom, what happens when you die? Oh, honey, you just see dirt and that's it. You're
wow.
done.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing
So
that.
I just want to say, for her to go through this is a lot of bullshit.
And also, I think what we can say after hearing that is, with the state of divorce and remarriage in this country, the Catholic Church may need to take away a look at the way they handle annulments and sacraments. Because, come on.
I would like them to at least just start with married and female priest. How about we start fucking there?
You're going to, I agree with you 100%.
Don't make me take a commercial yet. We're not done with them. We're almost, how much more do we have to talk about?
Just her getting outfits with the daughters who, y'all, these two daughters are so embarrassed of their mom.
They don't want to be on this show. They don't want to do
this. One's got way too long lashes, but they're stunning.
The other one, she has beautiful bangs, but it is like she's trying to have them hide her face.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be here.
And they're just, they're embarrassed at their super Jesus freaky mom. And
they are, because she lives with her daughters.
Yeah. And she's even the daughter's like, what happens if we get boyfriends and like we're hanging out with them and we want to like sleep with them? Because
they're not Catholic
and
or religious.
Yeah. And she's basically like, well, we're going to have to think about that.
She's like,
and
hopefully he's not judgmental. Spoiler alert.
He's,
he will be.
He's obscenely judgmental.
That's a good
of everyone.
Obscenely judgmental.
He thinks that anyone who doesn't believe that he, like he does, is an apostate. He's going to be a nightmare.
He is the Rush Limbaugh or the Pat Robertson of Israel, of Catholic Israelite.
Oh, happy Pride. Pat Robertson's dead.
Thank God. I hope it's hot for him somewhere.
I saw,
as Aunt Peggy said.
I've seen it over on the everywhere. It's like Pride, and it goes, Pat Robertson is dead, everybody.
Yay!
PRIDE, yeah.
Yay! We wish him the best.
We wish him the very best.
Wish him the very best.
We do really, really, honestly, we really do.
That's
all I've got.
That's
I can't
all I got.
Wait to talk about this couple.
She says, which I think is going to be their plot line, well, you know, I love God, and I know he loves God, and I love him, but he has to accept my daughters because they do come first before him. But not above God, because, you know, God's number one.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
We're going to take a break and talk about Riolet after that.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope. Keep going, Queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, of Violet's friend group, who is she? Carrie? Miranda? Samantha? Or Charlotte? Who is she? I'm not. I can't speak to this. I thought you could, but when I watched them, that was the first thing I thought of. This Vietnamese version of Sex and the City.
Well, I was sitting there listening to talk, and I had, as Carrie would say, and I had to wonder. No,
is he a sex tourist?
Y'all, she's Samantha.
She's totally Samantha. She's Samantha. I agree.
She's a dick pic.
Yeah.
But
she's the one who has all the stories.
She has all the stories. Yeah. Yes.
Although she does possess leading Carrie energy. But I think she is Samantha.
I think Samantha.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh.
Riolet.
Riley, hold on. Where are my notes? Oh,
Riley,
God, I don't even
and
know.
Violet.
Hold on. I got all these papers everywhere. Okay, that's Taylor.
Wow.
That's Jasmine.
Aren't you, we did that.
Should have numbered these. Okay, we don't need that. Oh, that's out of order. Okay, I'm here. Riley, I don't need these.
Okay. Somehow I make it work.
Yours are on a pad connected.
So Riley is packing, leaving for Vietnam in the morning. Her birthday is today, and he's giving her pearls.
Diamonds and pearls.
What do we think
they're not
about?
Real.
Oh, there's no way.
They're not real.
What do you think the significant... I find a gift of fake pearls to be one of the most... Maybe they are real. I don't know. I think a necklace, pearl necklace is very expensive. Why do I think that?
Because we're...
Gay men who don't wear them? I think one day...
Because you've paid a lot for a pearl necklace?
I've never paid anything for a pearl necklace. It comes gratis.
Wow. Never
just
heard
a little
that
cleanup after
word saying, boy, the way you say that word,
gratis,
real
gratis,
real gross. Because I used to work in makeup where we get gratis, and whoa,
how much is a pearl necklace?
Wow,
sounds like a joke, sort of a joke.
All right.
Oh, they're from Tiffany. They're $2,100.
That's it. I mean, it's not cheap, but.
A pearl necklace can cost anywhere from $150 to $10,000.
Oh!
How much does a real pearl necklace cost? This says, I think the range of $150 to $10,000 is a big range.
Well, probably there's dependent a lot on the type of pearls you get.
Like cultured pearls.
Yeah, like did they make the pearls or if they found... If I had a pearl necklace, I would want one found in the wild. That's usually where I like to get my pearl necklaces are in the wild.
I agree.
Usually in a forest... somewhere in Big Bear, Griffith Park.
Maybe it is real. Maybe it's cultured pearls. Maybe it's so it's not fake. So, because he could probably spend a couple hundred bucks on a cultured pearl necklace. That's hard to say.
Riveting. Riveting. So he's like, you know, I don't think Riley's like, I'm a nice guy. I'm not going to hire the PI, but I'm going to have him as a backup.
It doesn't matter.
But only if I don't need him. But I'm not going to need him. But I got his phone number if I need it.
As he says to his friend Alexa, who's picking her up.
The PI wanted to charge him too much money.
That's
why he said no.
He's cheap.
He is.
Yeah. So Alexa, his friend, is taking him to the airport. He's like, it's great. I'm very excited. And I might hire a PI.
And baking powder what?
And she kind of sent like 150 texts to my dad.
What?
Do you think that's manipulative?
And she said what we've all said. If you need to hire a PI, that's already not good.
And he's like, you don't understand.
Although, kind of respect it nowadays.
Okay. He's like, I need to overstand things, not understand things. And I'm like, well, let's not come up with our own jargon.
Thank you for bringing... No. Overstand means... what? So let's break... When he says overstand, that means to me, not only do I need to understand the facts, but I need this to complete... I need something... I need such validation of my own neediness and unlovability to quell the anxiety, the crippling anxiety I have
because
I just want to be loved.
I can't have anyone leave me again. So I'm going to basically buy someone.
Yeah.
Which is, that is the foundations of sex tourism.
And
a lot of times, I
don't know from experience, but just friends that I know that may have purchased nights with go-go dancers. Money can't buy you love, as the Beatles say. Can't buy you love. Get your wallet stolen.
Yep.
And get your HPV.
Yeah.
But it can't buy you love.
That's true. So
you cannot walk for a couple of days and be real happy about it.
It can make you pretty happy though for a while.
It can make you pretty happy. Why? Hey, my friends say, not me, say they don't regret it.
Okay. There you go. Anyway,
I need to text him.
He says, well, if things do work out, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her, but I need all the information to make an informed decision because it's not about her. It's not about what she wants. It's about the fact that I'm going to make a decision if we are right or not.
Yeah.
It's gross to me. Throw another one on the burn pile for me. This guy's gross.
Mary Payne was saying she doesn't get the creeped vibes as much as
I'm creeped out.
I don't get them as much as you from him. Like the cigar thing, but that didn't bother me. I think that's kind of interesting that he likes jazz and cigars. I thought
it's all a pose.
But I do feel like this man is very concerned with how, if we're going Dolly Parton trifecta, he is so concerned with what other people think about him. And also, don't you think the way he talks about the relationship is, it's kind of like a little bit like Amanda in a different way. But like when I think back at Razvan is very kind of present minded in the relationship of this is where we are right now. We're getting to know one another. Maybe I'll come over there for a month, blah, blah, blah. And Amanda's all in there. She's either stuck in the past or like focusing on the future because she doesn't want to focus on the present.
Right.
Like I understand why she doesn't want to feel right now because she can't feel because she's just a ball of need and pain.
Well, this guy.
But why can't he? This is my question to you. Why can't he be in the present? Because he seems very like this is a person for the future of the rest of my life, but not right now.
He's been hurt a couple times.
Oh, I forgot about the people that fucked him over.
Remember the woman who went to Philadelphia and never came back?
And the woman that had her friend in the closet.
Yes.
So he's the same. He can't be in the present because the present equals pain.
Yeah, it's too. He can't have vulnerability because it's all. Because he's so avoidant, to feel any pain is way too uncomfortable. To feel any pain is too uncomfortable.
Now I got him. Okay.
Yeah. He plays it up as a joke and throws all emotions aside.
Which is very, it's interesting if you think about Amanda and he, she takes a very typical.
Amanda and him.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Takes a very typical way of the way of how women react to things in this country. Mm-hmm. And he takes a very male,
stereotypical male.
Oh, we push that aside. We keep going. We barrel through.
For me, it's the complete lack of vulnerability and openness to this other person. He doesn't want to show her anything.
I guess the way I see it, and I know this will come back to bite me, because I think you're right, and he'll end up showing that he's a complete just
He wants
asshole.
To control her.
But right now, what I see a little bit is, and I don't mean this as an excuse, it's not like a Bilal maliciousness to me right now, or Ed maliciousness. To me, more it's he's so wrapped up and hurt, he probably doesn't realize he's hurting someone because he's so fucking damaged. But I'm probably going to backtrack that, and I feel like he's going to do something to show, no, he's also a manipulative asshole.
Yeah.
But I'm not fully there yet. I need more evidence.
Okay. I'm ready to throw him on the burn pile real
soon.
Yeah,
I know you are, yeah. You were the first episode.
Men on this show, it's really rare. The American men, it is really rare that something is not out of hubris or the way they can buy women.
It is also your superpower. Sissies, if you ever want someone to hate men with you, come and poodle. He'll be on it.
I hate men. It's the irony because I at the same time desire them, but I hate patriarchal straight men.
It triggers you. I mean, I don't love them.
Anyway... So we are, he's going to the airport and he obviously was in the sex tourist area.
I was
going to
say, he was in the sex tourist lounge.
Yeah, the sex tourist lounge.
And met Tony.
Because he met Tony, who's going to see his lady friend Pacha.
And, Tony!
And Tony, y'all, Tony is probably in the sex offender catalog.
Tony looks like.
What a creep.
He looks like the guy that was in The Princess Bride that was also guest starred a lot on The Cosby Show, that character actor.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
He probably is now.
When you can't come up with their name, I can't say who are they dead.
You know.
You know, I know who you're talking about. It's no, he's still alive. He's still alive, and we're probably going to kill him. His name is.
I really love him. He's funny.
He's a great actor. Wallace Shawn.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I knew it because he's a classical stage actor. Wallace Shawn.
Why? Why would you remember that?
Because he's an actor, and I can recall things from year to year. And esoteric bits of ephemera stick in my head.
I don't even know what ephemera means, so we're going to move on. And I don't care to know. Let's continue.
We flash.
It sounds gay.
24 hour ephemera. Sounds like that's like my drag name.
Yes, a ephemera. Nice name for my ass. If you're ephemera. Watching the intimate portrait right now.
Ephemera.
I'm showing you my ephemera.
It is ephemera.
Ooh.
Hello, my name is Ephemera Monroe.
Ooh.
Ephemera Monroe. Oh, yeah, because it's got femme in it, too. So
yeah, that was a joke, but thanks for explaining it.
Exactly. Violet. It's always better when you explain a joke, isn't it? Violet's a primary school teacher in Ho Chi Minh City. She teaches math. I'm a sweet person, but I'm strong, and I always get my way.
I'm leaning in. They're
gonna go at it.
They're gonna
like fucking junkyard dogs.
And this is where I think where I'm gonna end up hating him. I don't believe this, but I totally believe he thinks he's getting like a
he does
Asian bride.
That's exactly what he thinks.
That fucking bullshit that people, all these people, fucking think. And she is not gonna be that.
I got the ick the moment he said I found a Vietnamese women dating website. I went, I know. Yep, gross.
Let me choke on my spit.
So they are, she says, it's tough to date as a divorced woman.
She's 43.
Yes.
Now, she does not look the same age as, not Melisandre. What's her name that we just talked about, Catholic woman?
Misha.
She does kind of look like Melisandre the Witch from Game of Thrones.
Yes!
Doesn't she, though?
She does!
But I will say, Violet has had a rougher life.
She does.
She does not look 43.
I think she looks... you think she looks older?
I think she looks a little older.
Interesting. I don't think she looks that old.
I like her, though. I really like her. That sounded like I'm dogging her. No, I really
like
her.
I think 40-year-old women or 43-year-old women... She probably has had a harder life.
Yeah.
But she looks...
I say that... Sorry. The way I said it sounded judgy. I say that more of like... That did sound judgy. The way I meant to say it, my intention with that was that... I think Riley thinks that like the way he introduced himself, like all this house burned and all this, I don't think he has the grit that this woman does.
What do you mean? His house burned.
Riley was like, oh, my house burned down. I lost my jazz collection.
He acts like
he's had this heart. Everybody cheats on me.
He's kind of
a bit of a martyr.
Oh, and I think this woman's a survivor.
She's an actual fucking survivor, it seems like. Yeah.
No, this,
that's what I meant.
This woman will win at life, and she will get there. If she has to go through this motherfucker, she will. And I can't wait to watch it.
I can't wait.
So she says things like, yeah, it's tough to date. I've got two daughters. My ex didn't support me emotionally or financially, so I kicked him to the fucking curb.
Yep.
Good for you.
Good for you.
And she said, Vietnamese men are very patriarchal. Well, you found another one. This one's just American.
Yeah.
And she's like, I saw his dog, and his profile had a cute dog, and he makes me laugh. And again, y'all, this is the feeling of, This has the Hazel paradox, I always call it. You can be in love with someone and still want to come to America because that's what it's worth to you. Rose, I just saw a clip today on Rose on a TikTok or something. Rose is talking about her experience. She's like, I didn't know I was going viral. I didn't have a television at the time.
And oh, really?
She was just talking about how people have been, but then everyone started emailing me and DMing me about things like, you helped me show me your strength. And she said, and my English was so bad, I couldn't really communicate. So all I could use was my face. And she went, and she made that face so much. And she's like, and I'm a lot stronger now. And so thank you for giving that to me. And I'm so happy for her. I'm so happy that she got away from that horrible troll.
She's still, is she
I don't know if she's
US.
Dating women. No, she's not. Not the
US. No. Yeah. Yeah, we don't know if she's dating women, men.
Yeah.
Just thankfully she's not dating you know who.
Boy. I really hope. I know we're going to see. I know we're going to see that person again.
Oh, yeah.
But I just.
He and Angela are going to be on Hey Y'all. Just accept it. But it's not going to be a while. I don't think we're going to have to. I don't think we're going to have any more Hey this year.
I don't think so either. I think we'll have. I think, yeah, because the next one is going to be 90 Day Fiancé.
Maybe.
Really? Do you know something I don't?
Maybe.
No.
I can't say. I got inside information.
Well, you're telling me right after this podcast.
They told both of us. You were on the text thread.
I disagree with that, though.
You didn't read it.
I did.
So you think it's different.
This is ridiculous. Us talking about something no one knows anything about. Moving on.
It's my favorite when you get angry at your own conversation.
When I realize how absurd a statement is. Moving on. She's meeting the girls. And at one point she's like, so I've been seeing someone. They're like, tell us.
Oh, really?
So last night, Mr. Big. Yeah.
Remember where you are when you saw Christina Aguilera's impression of Samantha on Saturday Night Live?
That and
you
amazing.
Went, oh my God. It was incredible.
Have you ever seen, this is kind of related, but when Ariana Grande imitates other singers or imitates people, she's spot on.
I would love to see her in concert.
Me too.
I love her.
I'm a fan.
I will go see.
I'm a grande head. I don't think that's a thing.
I'm
a grande stan. I don't know what
term
she calls her friends.
What's an Ariana Grande fan called?
This show's too chaotic.
It is too chaotic. How do you say that? Ariana Naders?
Arianators.
That's dumb.
Let's move on.
Y'all need to have a better name than that.
Well, so y'all, they're basically saying, what do you like about him? Is he, and she's like, he's funny. He's blah, blah, blah. He, you know, we'll see. And I blocked him like 180 times.
But then we get back together. But we block each other. Then we get back together.
Oh,
y'all,
so they're both addicted to this drama.
This is why you. So this is what's great is that you don't feel sorry for either of them.
No, you feel safe.
Because I love her, but I also think she probably treats people shitty in relationships.
Yeah, agree.
And doesn't compromise ever at all.
Agree.
So because she really, if we think about it, I know we always are hard on the Americans. She's the one who said, all Vietnamese men aren't for me, and I
That's
need to
true.
Find someone. So she's pulling that American card that there's nobody in this country.
Yeah.
Because that means she's probably an asshole to a lot of the men she dates.
I think what's going to happen, is they're gonna go at each other, and it'll be a contest to see who can send the lowest blow. And he will always win because he'll say, "Well, you're not coming to America." Unfortunately, that's where the power lies.
Yeah.
So it's anyway. That's all I've got. I still got one more guy to meet.
I feel the way you feel after a weekend orgy.
Yeah.
After both those episodes, boy.
Woo woo!
What a ride of 90 Day, y'all! It's back. It's back, and it's so good. Some of you that just listen to us say, I just listen to y'all. I don't watch the show. You're missing it.
No, you're missing it. You're missing
it. You need to watch it. All right, everybody. That's the show. Boy, what a journey we went on. I don't know where I am right now, but all I could say is go to realitygaze.com.
That's where, by the way, we need to fix it. You said our merch link is on our link
tree. It's on our link tree.
It's not. Christina messaged me. She's like, yeah, the link isn't there. So no one can get our merch. I wonder why people weren't really buying merch, really. We're going to get that fixed.
Yeah.
So we'll get that fixed. Anyway, all right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. You can leave a review on.
I put it on there. That's weird.
Maybe. Well, we probably were clearing out shit. Yeah. And I probably deleted it. Let's be honest. So, you can go to realitygaze.com. You can leave a review on app. If you don't know how to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can do it on our website.
Yes.
So you can do it there. If you want to talk, if you want to leave us one star talking about Judas and Jesus fucking, mm-hmm. you don't need to go to that website. But for any of you that enjoyed it, go leave us five stars.
Please.
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 Also, you can subscribe to RG Plus on that as well.
Yay.
We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. Doodle? And remember, God wants you to go to therapy.
You just hit yourself in the face with a ukulele.
That's
all. That was the worst ukulele grab ever.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.